Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everybody.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
I'm still trying to plug everybody in. Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Shalom, shalom. I'm trying to bring in everybody. I got to cut your mics on so y'all can hear you. We got a lot of calls. Y'all just bear with me for a second and I'm going to try to plug everybody in. Okay, I believe so far I'm going to have to keep on plugging, but shalom, shalom to every beautiful brother, sister, elder, child, whoever's on the phone. I love y'all. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom,
shalom.
Shalom,
shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah.
First and foremost, let me give all praise and glory. Shalom, beloved brother. Honor and thanks and appreciation to the Holy One of Israel by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know everybody's just kind of doing their own thing. This ain't going to take long at all. I just wanted to always update you all with a progress report of what we're doing before we let the world know. I had a national conference with the teachers that you all are familiar with, that you all see at the conferences, like Aaron and Maury Aaron and Maury Malak and Yaakov and California 3. And we have a new minister as well with us, and that's Maury Yalel, which is Sister Elder Padilla's son, who's teaching in Alabama. And I let them know after deep meditation and seeing what's going on with what y'all doing in the earth right now by judging and bringing his curses and his plagues, it would be very wise for us not to have the conference right now. That would be postponed. And just today I talked to the hotel, and everything is going to be in place for us for whatever date we decide to do the conference. Praise y'all. So we don't lose nothing. You know, I know people done the schedule to take off to do this or that. But I'm just letting you know, we got to keep the peace of the city. So we don't want to put nobody's life in jeopardy. Most of the states are on lockdown. Things are getting worse when it comes to this curse that the Most High has brought on, and we're going to let him do what he do. And what we want to do is get low, get humble, get meek, be obedient, be wise. And so right now also, I want to also let you beautiful brothers and sisters know that, you know, we've been pulling names, and we have names for this coming Shabbat. However, what I've decided to do is to have the Sabbath, at least for now, because the laws are changing all the time. I'm going to be there giving the Holy Convocation at the sanctuary. And at this point, you know, beyond maybe one security person and person that functions, you know, Brother Yekeskwel, we're not going to have people coming right now. at least for a little bit, because we got to be wise. Yah's doing his thing. I don't want to put no, especially women, children, and elderly, I don't want to put nobody in jeopardy. I don't want to, we don't want no harm. We don't want no mistakes. We want to keep the peace of the city, as Yah said. And right now, that's how we're going to move. That's how we're going to move. And then if and when Yahweh decides to have mercy and allow this plague to be stayed or lifted, then we can open back up everything. We can open back everything. I'm hoping that everybody can come back to the sanctuary, because I miss all y'all coming there together. But we got to be wise. Got to be wise. And we got to be obedient to keeping the peace of the city, as the Creator said in Jeremiah 29, in our captivities, especially when he's judging the earth right now. And I would want all of y'all to be as safe as possible. I don't want nothing to happen to y'all. Y'all knows I love every one of y'all. I don't want to see nothing happen to nobody. I don't want to see you in no jeopardy. I don't want to see you in jail. I don't want to see nobody incarcerated. I don't want none of us getting in trouble. I don't want that to happen. So that's why I'm going to be holding the holy convocation at the sanctuary thus far, myself. And then everybody can kind of just watch, listen in on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. And that's the way I've decided to move. Is there any questions? Or comments? Shalom. Go right ahead, whatever you like to say. How do you all feel about this?
That's
wisdom.
Praise God. Praise God.
Wise decision.
Praise God.
I think it's wise, too.
It's a wise decision, too.
Yeah.
Praise the Most High. I want all y'all to be safe. I want all you us to be. Matter of fact, we're going to be making plans to fast in the very near future together. I would like for us, anybody, it's all optional. You don't have to. It's on you. It's your life. But we want to do the things such as fast, cry, as our fathers did in Genesis, in Exodus, the second chapter, when they cried, went unto Elohim during our affliction, and he had respect unto us. And so we just want to move righteously, wisely, obedient, and humbly before Yahweh, because he sure ain't playing right now. He ain't playing with nobody. This plague is touching our people as well, because we're mingled among the heathen. See, we wasn't like that in Goshen. We wasn't like it in Goshen because we were totally separated. But now, since we're mingled among the heathen and joined ourselves out of the captivity, just as he cursed those that will curse us, and he's doing it, he told us, you only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquity. And you know we've been punished and punished and punished. And so that's where we that know Yah, we know he ain't playing. So we want to do his will. And that's keep the peace of the city and try to be also always mindful of the things that he said he would do in this time period, right before he deliver us from all our lands of captivity. And that's why this thing is all over the world, because we're all over the world. So quite naturally, we're going to be affected. But until it overpass, we just want to be safe. And I just want everybody to be safe. Anybody have anything you'd like to say?
Praise God.
Praise God.
I want to say something.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, the Yanis.
This is Ellie Yanis. And that is, I ask that we pray for each other in this time, as well as us praying to Yah even more.
Yes.
Because Yah is definitely showing himself to all of us, not just the nation, but all of us. And this thing is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's really real. I was mentioning, I think you all may have heard me mention on the Sabbath day about my cousin that she's in intensive care. She's in her 30s. So, you know, they were talking about the elderly, but she's in her 30s. And she is on a ventilator, and now she had a feeding tube. I think I mentioned on Sabbath, but now she's in a coma. And today, her brother went in, same thing. And they are both in the same hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, they don't know y'all either, but we're still praying for them. But that's why I say we got to pray for all our family members that don't know and pray the most time, wake them up.
Yeah.
That's the thing, that they be awakened to this truth and that he have mercy, you know, on all of us, you know, but certainly our people that don't know, you know, and hope and hopefully and prayerfully, you know, that,
yeah,
you know, that family is coming, family for the word of the Almighty Yah. So hopefully, you know, before it's too late, our people will wake up. I just want to say shalom to everybody. Love all y'all. Miss all of y'all. And I know, hopefully and prayerfully, you know, whatever y'all's will is.
We miss
you
too.
I have a question, Moray.
Yes, go right ahead.
Moray, I have a question, Moray.
Yes, go right ahead.
This is Elba Valerie. Shalom, shalom. Praise Yah.
Hey, shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
I can't even get in.
I have, it's 13 siblings in my family. I lost one younger than me, and I lost an older sister than me. And I have been searching my heart for years. And most of my sisters and my brothers, my siblings, they don't want to hear me. I have a question. They want nothing to do with me. So what shall I do? That's it.
Okay. Okay. I said your phone went, I mean, I heard some noise in the background. Could you repeat your question one more time, beloved sister?
I said I have 13
Everybody, put your phone on mute.
Siblings in my family.
Yeah,
I lost
phone.
A sister younger than me, and I lost a sister older than I am.
Yes,
and as far as I know, for the last years of my life, I've not been nothing but good to them and do anything I could for any of them.
Yes.
They want nothing to do with me and don't say anything to me. Don't even want to hear what I have to say. And it bothers my heart. It really does.
Yes.
Because I at least want to at least have a chance to explain to them about the Almighty Yah. But no one wants to listen. Just for 5 minutes. I have a sister now suffering from upper respiratory situation. Barely can breathe. have to have a tank in her basement, on her second floor, and her upper floor, and plus have to have the oxygen to ride in her car. But she would not want to hear anything about the Almighty Yah. What do y'all do?
Nothing.
That's an excellent question, Elder Valerie. And I know everybody heard it because I believe a lot of us, that touches a lot of us because we try to tell our people what does say Yahweh. They refuse in most all cases. But what do we do? What do we do is the question. What do we do?
Pray.
Pray. Pray.
And everybody that, and I know I'm amongst the right people, and I love all y'all. I love them answers y'all gave, because that's the same answer I want to give my beloved sister Elder Valerie about this situation as well. See, because they're not rejecting you, Elder Valerie. They've really been rejecting the Almighty. So even though that's why y'all had to tell Ezekiel Kesquel, he had to let him know. He said, they ain't rejecting you. He had to let Samuel know. They ain't rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. So try not to take it as personal, although it is personal. But the bottom line is, you didn't write the law. I didn't write the law. Yahweh wrote the law. So they're really rejecting him. And all we can do is, because I'm going to be honest, some people now, that is some of the greatest sister soldiers, brother soldiers of the Most High and His Word, some of them same brothers and sisters was just like your relative, said the same stuff, acted the same way. But like y'all said, because you never know. That's why we can't really give up. Now, I ain't telling you to keep pressing and keep pressing and keep talking. No, you've already spoken. You've already done what is right by warning your brother, your sister, your relative. So you already did what's right. But what we have to do is realize that some of the same people that have rejected Yahweh, just like what you're talking about, is some of the greatest, boldest, most trying to keep the laws as best they can, brothers and sisters, right now on this earth. I'm telling you, because I know them, and some of them in the class. And also, some of them is in different states, but they learned their lesson. They had to learn. They had to learn the hard way, because y'all said, in your affliction, you shall consider this perfectly. See,
yes, sir.
In other words, affliction is a friend of teaching us, going through some hard times, rejecting Yahweh. But see now, and that's why I'm telling you, like a fireman on fire, and like a volcano, as I've been doing, I'm never going to stop this for a long time. Matter of fact, probably for as long as we're in captivity, I'm going to be on the lying preacher. I'm going to be on the deceit of the New Testament. Because right now, because I had let the other teachers know that I want this conference to be about magnifying the law, that y'all will magnify the law and make it honorable. Because you have to ask yourselves, the preachers in the New Testament and the lies in Mark the 16th chapter, where it says they shall lay hands on the sick and the sick recover, where is that at? Where is that at? And I know Yahweh wants us to really pounce on that. And that's what's been in my spirit, because now we can, by the power of Yahweh, He can open eyes like never before, because all these lying preachers, Benny Hinn and the rest of them, they in a cubby hole deeper than the rest of the people. They hiding. They can't do anything. They counterfeit. So what you have to do, Elder Valerie, we still got to pray that one day Yah will open her eyes. That's the key. And pray that He will heal her so that she couldn't say her God did it, her false God did it, or her leaning to her own understanding did it. Because, in other words, none of that worked. Because there is no cure or healing that's going to come outside of the word of the Most High and His powers. So that's why try not to give up on your relatives and your brothers and sisters. What you have to do is stay strong for Yahweh. And Yahweh, our mission is to raise up the tribes of Jacob. That's our mission, and to preserve, restore and preserve of Israel, and to be a light to the entire world. So we have to be strong, as it says in Daniel 11, that those that know their Elohim shall be strong and do exploits. And my encouragement for everyone is keep on doing what's lawful and right. Y'all already know this. Have and try to get a hold to what I've been telling people about, because all these things is what Yah said He gave the leaf for. He gave it for elderberry. He gave it for essential oils. I would recommend that you all get a hold to some tea tree oil and some eucalyptus oil. Tea tree oil for sure. And just like back in the day, because you elders know what I'm talking about, we used to have our grandmamas and mamas that used to give us turpentine on the back of our ear. Well, it'd be a great thing for you to get you some essential oil, tea tree oil, one of the most powerful antivirus, antibacteria, disease killers that Yahweh made, because He made so many. But the tea tree oil is wonderful, and you can dap it on your wrist. You can dap a little bit on your forehead, just don't let none drip in your eyes. Behind your ear, rub it on your little chest, and that'll be a blessing for you.
I got a question, too, Maury. This is Zanya.
Sure. Shalom, my beloved brother, Zanya. Yes,
shalom,
sir.
Shalom. How's it going? I got a question about the Shabbat situation. And you know what I'm saying, like in Zephaniah 1, the Most High say gather together, you know what I'm saying? And I was talking to my wife about it, about, you know what I'm saying, they gather. It's almost like we fearing them instead of Him, you know what I'm saying, instead of coming together at the time of at the time like this, you know what I'm saying? And I just felt like, how can we all gather and we all at the house, you know what I'm saying, like just watching it from home? And, you know what I'm saying, I understand that, you know what I'm saying, the virus, that they got this virus going on, I'm out here and stuff like that. But I'm like, how do we not know that it could be a test? How do we know that they ain't just trying to break us up from gathering together? And the Most High, okay, they ain't going to gather together because of this going on. Like, we ain't all coming together no more, you know, just to praise God.
Excellent question, brother.
Because of this, just because of this corona.
Excellent question. And I appreciate what you're asking, because that's what most of the world of our people that came and returned to Yah, this is the great question they answer. They say, what should we do in a time like this? Should we hold back and try to stay inside our houses as much as we can? Well, let me give you a tip. Like I mentioned earlier, we're in a captivity where it's not exactly like when we were in Egypt. We were in Goshen. We were together. We weren't mingled. And at the time, because Yah is the one who lets us know what to do. So, in other words,
hallelujah.
Right now, Yahweh told us in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, He told us firmly, He said, build you houses, plant you gardens, eat the fruit of them.
Yes,
and then He said to beget sons and daughters after you get married. And then He said to seek the peace of the city.
Of the city.
To end its peace shall be your peace.
Mm-hmm.
And why am I saying that? Because number one is the law. Number two, remember, we're not in Goshen. We're not in Goshen. We have to use wisdom. We have been scattered to the four corners of the earth. Therefore, we have brothers and sisters who right now financially or however, it's impossible for them to be at a sanctuary when it's not even that many sanctuaries that's teaching what thus said Yahweh. So we're in a whole type of different opposite situation when it comes to us being together in Goshen, in fact, when that was no captivity, because Yah was with us. See, Yah was with us, and Yahweh gave instruction for our people because of the plagues. He was giving us instruction. See, and now he's still giving us instruction. And what's the instruction? The instruction then, keep the peace of the city, because in its peace shall be your peace. In other words, Yah said that he was going to allow someone to be over us. And he did. And I'm planning on teaching about in our different captivities how Daniel, when he got ready, him and the other brothers, when they got ready to leave Babylon, they anytime they went to do whatever they had to do in Jerusalem, they had to ask petition to the king. They had to ask because they're in captivity. So you ask a wonderful question. Why is it that it's good for us to be as humble and meek and not go out right now as a congregation or as a people? Well, let me say this. We're still keeping the holy convocation. The holy convocation don't stop because of this. The worship of Yahweh and keeping his laws of the Sabbath day, they don't stop for this. When Yah said in Zephaniah, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired, he wasn't just talking about physically. Yah was talking about us get together as one. Get yourself together individually and get yourself together as one. Seek righteousness and seek meekness, no matter where you were scattered. No matter where you were scattered. And the brothers and sisters, like I said, when we were in Goshen, we were together. But we're the very opposite right now. We're scattered. We're scattered anyway. So even if it was only one, which we start, most every leader and teacher and man of Elohim, they started a holy convocation at their own house. Because let me tell you something. As the decrees continue to be, we're going to keep the peace of the city. But that's not going to stop me from teaching the words of Yahweh. That's not going to stop the other teachers from teaching the words of the Most High. That's not going to stop you from keeping the Sabbath holy. But right now there's a time and a season, as he said in Ecclesiastes, there's a time and a season for everything. And right now it's a time for us to get ourselves together for what Yah has decreed on this earth. And right now, brother, I don't want to see nobody get incarcerated, because I'm letting you know, some people now, they've made rules where you go out and they catch you on the street, they catch you gathering amongst each other. You know what? You're going to go to jail. Some states are giving people 108 days of jail time.
Open the door.
And so we don't have to put ourselves in jeopardy. We don't have to put ourselves in harm's way to serve Yahweh. We don't have to do that. We need to keep the peace of the city, because in its peace shall be our peace.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
Can I say something as well?
Yes, you can, Elder Yali.
Hallelujah. Giving our praises to the mighty Yah by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, I was just going to say, this reminds me also of, you know, when the death angel was coming. And Most High told Israel what to do, you know, so they would not lose their life. And, of course, I know this is not the Passover, but there is a death angel out here. And this thing is real. I know a lot, some people may not feel it just yet, but it's real.
It's real.
And so and it's not just being incarcerated. It's that if you go out here and you get sneezed on by the wrong person, you subject to be in ICU. And this thing happened very quickly. It's quickly. You know, that's how you know it's the Most High. It ain't something that just ling on, take, you know, it does take a few days for it to manifest in your system, but when it does come to fruition, it happens really fast.
Yeah.
So you certainly want to be safe, and that is one of the main things, too, that you want to keep in mind, even though we know Yah, he does it all, and he cares. That's the reason why we have to pray that he hide us in the day of his destruction. He told us he was going to destroy Babylon, but he didn't tell us how he was going to destroy Babylon. And that's what's going on. This place is getting destroyed right now. And he didn't tell us how, but we do have to use wisdom, you know, as the Most High does his business. It's almost like when we were children and it would be raining outside and your grandmama told you, go be quiet and sit down somewhere, because Yah is doing his work. So here it is, Yah is doing his work. You know, so we've got to, right now, you know, it's a time for everything. And so right now we've got to, you know, take heed and respect the Most High and what he's doing.
Yes.
You know, those of us that know, it's not that we're afraid of anybody, a man, but it is that we do respect the Most High and what he's doing, and we're praying that he hide us in the destruction of this place. You know, those of us that do know. We don't know what's going to happen in the next day, the next hour, the next month. We don't know what's going to happen. This may be, you know, Yah might deliver us. Who knows? This is around our New Year time, too. Remember now, around the New Year time, that's when Yah did a lot of stuff. So I just wanted to mention that and for us to keep that in mind. But most of all, we got to be praying to Yah more than we have, more and more, and praying that he do hide us, but also deliver us, and I know he will when it's time. Hallelujah. Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Brother Zanier, I want you to also know, beloved brother, that I love the spirit. I love your spirit that you have. You should feel that you want to yearn for the sanctuary.
Talk radio. Please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
Everybody still on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we only had 15 minutes scheduled for the broadcast. We only had 15 minutes. So we're kind of going over. And but I'm glad that we're addressing this, because it's very important that truly we understand what we're doing, because we're keeping the law of Yahweh. When Yahweh told us to seek peace, this is exactly what he means. If this country was in war, which Yah war is going on, but let's say if it was bullets flying, I guarantee you, understand what I'm saying, I guarantee you everybody would look at going out in a different way if it was bullets. But it's not bullets. It's a plague right now. And not only is it a plague, the Almighty told us, try to keep the peace of the city, because in its peace shall always be your peace. And that is being obedient to the word of the Most High. Holy Convocation is not going to stop. So I just want everybody to understand that, because Block Talk is putting in my ear that they're about to cut this off. And I heard somebody say something, a young lady, a sister, say something.
Thank you.
Morning. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
I got a quick question about the hotel rooms for the conference. Do we cancel those rooms, or what do we do?
Oh, my goodness.
No, what it is, I talked to them today, and everything is going to still be intact. We're just going to change the dates.
Okay.
All we got to do is let them know, and once they know everything is good and people can come, they said that everything will still be as scheduled, but just at a different date. Same thing. But nobody would, you know, lose their money or anything like that.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Anyone else before we have to get off the line?
No, leave it on. No, yeah. Praise Yah.
Does everybody understand what we're doing? Does everybody understand?
Yes.
That this is the law of Yahweh.
Yes.
And Yahweh don't want you to be discouraged, and don't want no one to be dismayed. He wants you to heed to what he's doing right now.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
And I want everybody to know I love everybody.
Praise Yah.
And I want everybody to be blessed by Yah, that he make his face shine upon everyone, that he lift his countenance upon everyone and give everybody peace. And we're going to have a prayer. We're going to ask Elder Yanis to give us a prayer.
Giving all praise and honor to the mighty Yah by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, merciful Yahweh, we come to you right now as a congregation to petition you, Most High, to look upon all of our households and to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. But Yahweh, we know that your hand is in the earth. And we are so happy to know that, Yahweh, you told us the ending from the beginning. You told us that you would destroy Babylon, but you never told us how you would do it. So, Yahweh, we thank you for even allowing us to live in this time to see your great works. But also, Yahweh, we ask that you have mercy upon our nation. And please forgive us for the sins that us and our forefathers have committed against you. Please have mercy upon us right now, Yahweh. We beg of you to please hear our prayers and our supplications. We pray that you would keep each and every household safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We pray that you would be with the mothers to be, Yahweh. Because there are so many women now that's being even affected with the stuff that carrying babies. So, Most High, we pray that you put your hands on our daughters that are with seed right now.
Absolutely.
And we ask that you keep them safe. We ask, oh, Most High, that you be with the little children, that you will keep them safe. And, Most High, I pray unto thee that you would give us understanding of your word as we read your word, as we do your word, as we live our lives daily, that you would be in the midst of all of us. Guide our spirits in righteousness, that we would do that what thus said Yah at all times. Oh, Most High, we pray for our family members that don't know you. We pray that you would please open their eyes. Sister Valerie's family members that she has been encountering for a long time. And all of us, some of them called us that we were in cults. But Yahweh, you know, we pray for your will for all of our family members. We pray that you wake them up before it's too late.
Open their eyes,
that you open their eyes. please open their eyes, y'all. That's our prayer. That's our cry. That we please open their eyes, that they may see, that they may hear, that they may understand, Yahweh, that this is a deity that they're serving.
Yes.
And thank you for opening our eyes, Yahweh, and taking us out of a road of destruction. Thank you, Most High.
Thank you, yeah.
Oh, Most High, we pray. We don't know when we will see each other again, but Most High, we pray that our spirits be knitted together as one, walking together to serve you, to love you, and to honor you. And let us pray for each other. And we pray that you will hear our prayers and our supplications and our cries to you, Yah. And we pray that you will keep our household safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, and from your great plague that you're putting upon the world. Oh, Most High, please bless our kings, our brothers, and give them strength of their household. Bless our sisters that are mothers in the household. Bless our children, y'all. Please help us. And please let us even look at our own things that we need to get better at, Yahweh. Please let us do that. Things that we need to do, please let us do that. Yahweh, we thank you and we praise you, and we pray this for the Moray, Most High, that you would be with him, and not just him, but all the Moray that's trying to continue this word on. And we pray for each and every soul that's trying to continue on in your ways, Yah, and do that which is righteous. And we pray that you would give us strength at this time. But we know that we have to stay strong. Because in the day of adversity, if we fall, we know that we are weak. And we don't want to be weak at this time. We want to be strong. And I pray that you keep all of us with strength.
So
we will go forth to be your witnesses, Yah. But you are our king. And we know that you're the king of Israel. And we thank you, Most High. We thank you for being our king. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for not doing away with your children, Israel. We give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory, and the thanks, and we pray as we lead today each other that you will be with each and every one of us. Guide us and lead us in a light spirit and a oneness, Yah, to call upon your one name, Yahweh Elohim. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor by saying hallelujah.
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 Praise the mighty
Yahweh. Yahweh is righteous.
Yahweh is righteous.
Yahweh shall be justified.
Yahweh shall be justified.
Praise be to your mighty name forevermore. And I say hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yahweh, Elder Yanis. I appreciate that great prayer, and I just want everybody to know, just keep doing what you're doing. That's all you got to do. All y'all require for us to do is to fear him and keep his commandments. And that's what we're doing. And y'all ain't going to let nothing happen to no one unless it's purpose to be so. That's why we have to humble ourselves and do what thus said Yahweh. And I love all y'all.
Somebody was saying something, Moray.
Moray, I got one thing to say because this is Zang Yah. Because like Elder Yanni said, I don't know when we're going to see each other again. And I just want to let everybody know that me and Atari is expecting another baby.
And you can see why
she sure enough need to be safe as she can be, Sister Aaliyah, safe as she can be, and all of our sisters that expect it.
Sister Nakia. Yeah,
that's right. Sister Nakia as well.
Exactly. All about
yeah,
that.
Right.
Elder Yamni.
Yeah. Yes,
even though you're not expecting, but you need to stay in.
You too, Elder. I stay in all the time. I work from home because I'm in the house all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and hey. Yeah. But
thank you. Thank
you.
Israel wax cat. And exceeding
to my own
home. I can't seem to get to my own house. That's the problem.
See, I want y'all to know it directly what we're doing. The only ones that's going to go so far to the sanctuary is myself and, like I said, maybe one security and Yukeskwell, and that's how we just vital people that make things function so that we can get the word out and keep a holy convocation. Because when we keep a holy convocation, it's a holy convocation. And remember, when any of you all are unclean or you can't make it to the Sabbath class, there's always a holy convocation with those that are in the sanctuary. So you're keeping a holy convocation. You're doing what you're supposed to do. And may y'all protect and shield us, make his face shine upon all of you all. I love y'all. Stay strong. Stay prayed up. We're going to be just fine. As long as we fear y'all, keep his commandments. That's all I want to say. Love y'all.
Hallelujah.
Take care.
Hallelujah.
Call if you need anything. Call if you need
anything. And please, if anything is going on, please say something. Let us all know because we are our brother's people. Hallelujah.
And I'm going to keep you all well informed. I'm keeping everyone well informed on what's going on. We're going to let you know. And we love you all. Take care. God bless and keep. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
That's it.